You know what? Sometimes I think I'm living in another fucking dimension, like another fucking world. I don't understand a lot of the shit that I hear, a lot of the shit that I see. I don't really understand how people live. And I'm not that old a guy. I'm 36 years old. I'm at the type of age where I've seen a lot of the fucking technology and shit explode. So I'm not quite douchey old person that like shits on fucking technology and cell phones and video games and all that stuff. But I also remember what it was like without all of that. And I pretty much fucking hate people who are buried in their goddamn phones all the time. I can't fucking stand it. Like, you could not seem less interested in me if you're in your fucking phone at all times. Now, I use my phone a lot. I always have it on me. But if I'm on that motherfucker, especially in public, it means a couple things. I don't want people talking to me, and I'm just trying to fucking pass the time. I don't like the look of person buried in their phone in public. Like, I just walk around and I look at that and I think, that looks douchey. I don't want to be that. I don't want to look like that when I'm just wandering around. Because there's a fucking world out there and I want to fucking experience it. If you want to fucking, like, take a seat on a fucking park bench and, like, dick around on your phone or read a fucking book or, you know, on your fucking Kindle or some shit or send a text message or something like that, that's fine. You want to pull out your phone to take some pictures, that's okay. But there's just something really fucking lame to me about just constantly looking down and, like, fucking rattling through your goddamn phone. Like, I don't know what you're doing. I try not to do that. I still do it sometimes. But usually, like I said, it's for a purpose. I saw an article the other day, though, regarding this. My name is Chris Johnson, by the way. Did I fucking say that? I don't know, because I'm so wrapped up in this shit. The article was in the USA Today. So it wasn't like some pissant fucking blog. It was in a big-time fucking national newspaper. It was the new rules of communicating in the digital era. We gotta fucking classify everything, the digital era. It's the same shit they do with generations, like Generation X, the millennials. You gotta fucking name everything. I don't know why, the fucking sense does that make. But people do. They gotta fucking just like classify everything, which kind of drives me nuts. And apparently there's a set of rules that you have to follow when you're using your cell phone or whatever the fuck method that you use to keep up with shit in today's day and age. Nobody wrote these rules down. This is all just nebulous bullshit that people come up with on their own. But apparently, enough people know about them that an article was in the fucking USA Today about it. How about this one? Don't call somebody until you've texted to confirm it's okay to call. What the fuck is that? You gotta text somebody before you call? Why? If somebody calls me and I don't want to answer the phone, I'm just not gonna answer the fucking phone. I'm not gonna look down at me like, you son of a bitch, why the fuck didn't you text first? I didn't say it was okay to call. If you're gonna give somebody your fucking number, don't get pissed if they fucking call you. I figure I can be called at any time. Nobody calls me because they don't want to deal with my fucking ass. But I just figured, like, the option's out there. Like, they know. Like, if people have my number, like, you might call me. So that was like the first rule. And they got like a whole bunch of quotes from assholes. Assholes who are not too far off in age from me. There's some dickhead named Mark. Mark, 25-year-old douchebag from White Plains, New York. I'm usually pretty chill and not much bothers me. But here comes something stupid that bothers you, right? I love those sentences that start like that. I'm usually pretty okay, but don't send me a fucking text with a one word. K. He doesn't like it if somebody says like, hey, I went to the store. I picked up the pepperoni you wanted. K. Like, apparently he wants a fucking dissertation back. At the very least, reply with got it. Don't reply with K or okay. Reply with got it, which is a synonym for okay. Two words is fine. One word makes him want to fucking rip his dick off and throw it in the fucking river. At least give me the courtesy of a few words here. You're not that busy. What's the difference between okay and got it, you smug fuck? Would you even want to talk to somebody like that? Like, motherfucker, you better send me a fucking two-word text back because you're not that busy. Here's another 29-year-old, a DJ from the Bronx. Says his personal list of digital interaction rules runs long, which means he's a huge fucking asshole that you would not want to fucking hang out with. I get annoyed when I text somebody and they respond by calling me. I hate when people FaceTime me out of nowhere. Like, don't do that. Like, okay, schmuck. It's an unsaid rule of texting, says some random Twitter user, that if you weren't the last person to send a text before you fell asleep, you should be the first person to send one in the morning. I assume that's like a dating slash fucking relationship, because I can't see like normal people doing that, or normal relationships, normal people. Well, I can't see normal people doing that either. How about this one? You have to send at least 3 texts pretending to be friendly before you can ask for a favor. So be a fake asshole if you want to ask somebody for something. Don't leave a message after the beep. Apparently you can't use voicemail anymore. Don't send too many texts in a row. Don't just start a conversation with, hey, if you don't text me back right away, I'll think that you hate me. Well, in my case, I do hate you. Now that I know what you're thinking like this, I do fucking hate you. And then, like, they talk to, like, some communication doctor, and he's like, you know what? There's potential danger here. What's considered polite in one form might not be polite in another form of communication. Here's the deal. Communication's face-to-face for the most part. I text a lot, but if you're not good at face-to-face communication, you're shitty at communication. Fucking point blank. Like, I don't give a shit how fast somebody can navigate their fucking thumbs on fucking Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or in fucking text message form. If I walk up to you in person and you're a fucking asshole or you're dull as a fucking bag of hammers or some shit like that, then I don't want to have anything to do with you. If you're a complete fucking moron in person, you're a complete fucking moron. Because that's what it is. I don't know. I don't understand any of this shit. If I send you too many text messages in a row and you get pissed off by that, fuck off. You're lucky I'm fucking talking to you, goddammit. If I send you a shitload of fucking text messages in a row, it means I want to fucking talk to you and I gotta get a lot of shit off my fucking chest. When do we become so fucking douchey? Actually, I don't know if we've become douchey. I just think social media lets everybody know how douchey we've always been. Does that make sense? That's how I think about the whole fucking thing. But it makes me sick. I don't like it. I'm being all fucking old man, get off my fucking lawn here. I don't like these new douchebag fucking rules. I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays, I'm going to get you new podcast episodes. And guess what? I'm going to put it on Facebook for you. Make sure you like it. Would you like it? Would you subscribe on iTunes? Don't leave too many comments in a row. It might be douchey. It might be weird. You might be violating internet etiquette. Podbean's the main host of the cast. Every episode's there. You can also get on an Apple Podcast, Google Play, Spotify. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. And if you want to see me in photograph form, you can find me on Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes.